stand by. Good day, everyone. Welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, new release of Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1 for BA Sellers conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Norman Peterson for opening remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to our overview presentation. I'm very excited about our new product. It does a number of things for us. I guess most importantly, it establishes a beachhead for our IT service management products. And once we establish our service request manager, service desk, service catalog product, we can start to sell adjacent products into the customer set. So it's a very key first point as we engage our customers. So let's start into this here. Slide number two talks about our agenda. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the business challenges and the benefits, some of the things you might want to listen for as you're working with your customer. We're going to talk a little bit about the target audience and who considers the service request manager a market leader. We've gone from a very new product to a leader in this space in a very, very short time frame. So it's we've integrated with other products within the Maximo suite. So we've done a lot in about a year and a half. We will be providing you a solution overview of the product today. And lastly, we're going to talk to you a little about how we can help you sell Tivoli Service Request Manager to your customers. Slide number three, some of the service desk customer pains. When you're working with your customers, when you're talking to them, try and understand what some of their business challenges are. They may be looking to improve the service levels while keeping their costs down, improving productivity of their service desk reps, addressing incidents according to urgency and impact. So your customer is going to want to prioritize these incidents and work on the highest priority incidents first and then get to the lowest priority ones at the bottom. And our solution addresses that very nicely. You're going to want to resolve, or they're going to want to resolve an incident very quickly to restore service, identify troublesome hardware and software, and we're going to talk a little bit how we segue into the asset management tool. One of the other aspects we've introduced is a survey tool, and it helps understand how your customers are feeling about the product and the service, so you can rate your customer satisfaction. And lastly, how do you address the business impact of the tickets? So we're going to go through some of these customer pains and some of the benefits that Tivoli Service Request Manager provides. Slide number four, a little bit about the value add to the customer. If your customer does have an ITIL initiative, this is motherhood and apple pie. It's they're aligning IT to the operations to the business. That's probably the first thing you hear as you go down the ITIL path. But we also help optimize the productivity of the service desk personnel. We streamline their ITIL-based incident problem management. And we do that through a series of workflows that lead the service desk rep through the right process. So there's a minimal amount of training that you have to provide those service desk reps with respect to this tool. We maximize IT infrastructure and stability. We automatically assign priority. We talked about that. We measure the satisfaction of the users. And that's important as IT budgets are shrinking. If we can have our customer set very satisfied, what's the likelihood of getting the same budget or maybe even getting increased budgets? Having a happy customer set is key to getting our budgets that we've requested. We'll accelerate time to value through out-of-the-box workflows. We talked a little bit about, how we lead a service desk rep through the process. We are tightly integrated with asset management and the CCMDB product. And this is very important. We'll talk a bit about how the service desk leverages those two products to expedite closure of an incident. We have a flexible configuration. It's easy to customize the interface. No coding is required. It's kind of drag and drop, and it's very easy to customize the interface for your particular purposes. And lastly, this is a very, very strong selling point. All the configurations that that a customer would implement with respect to Tivoli Service Request Manager are kept intact when upgrading. They are stored as metadata, and it's stored locally, so when the product is upgraded, those interfaces that you customize are immediately available after an upgrade. Next slide, slide number five, service catalog. The other major component of Tivoli Service Request Manager is the catalog features. And our customers are looking to reduce their cost of service delivery. We want to provide them easy access to the services that are being provided. We want to fulfill those services very quickly. And we want to be able to predict the future demand of services by looking at the historical record of what services were provided to our customers at what time. So we can get an insight into where the business is going. A lot of the problems that the customers have, they don't know what services they're entitled to and how to obtain them. They go to multiple people, there's multiple processes, and that's a very inefficient way of doing business. Our operations personnel don't have well-defined practice in this area. It may be done by email or sticky notes or a telephone call to a person to create a new email address, or, you know, it's done in a very ad hoc manner. This standardizes the process and creates an expectation around time to service delivery. Next slide, slide number six. So what's the value to the customer? Again, we're aligning IT operations to the business. We provide that flexible shopping interface to your customers. The list of services are published, and that's based on entitlement. Different users have different entitlements in the system, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, who would have different characteristics of a service. They ensure repeatable, consistent service delivery process. That drives efficiency and lowers costs. It automates the service fulfillment process, again, reducing the service delivery costs. And again, we can use this survey tool to measure our end user satisfaction and track different trends that are going on in the company. We can assign and track SLA compliance with respect to those service. And lastly, we can associate your cost of IT service offerings to manage the consumption of those IT resources. Slide number seven, some of the target organizations and audiences. We have been selling a lot to the enterprise. We've established a number of large customers. Very important here is we've done a lot of small, medium business, and our business partners were solid contributors to this effort in 2007. We're looking at our Maximo EAM customers. There's a potential to expand their enterprise service desk potentially into an IT service desk. So there's a customer set that's used our product, they're familiar with it, and now perhaps there's an opportunity to sell it to IT. We're going after BMC and HP customers that are concerned about their upgrading their current system. They may be on a back level of a release, and they are now forced to upgrade. And they're considering all options, you know, when they're going forward here. I think this is our strongest sweet spot. We do displace HP a little more frequently than Remedy, so understanding those BMC and HP customers that are upgrading is critical to getting into that market. Organizations with multiple service desks. You know, if an organization is grown by merger and acquisition, they may have multiple service desks. And Tivoli Service Request Manager does offer them a path to consolidation. They can save a lot of cost and angst as they work through those multiple processes. You can consolidate to a single service desk, a single process, and it'll drive a lot more efficiency to the organization. Customers with homegrown help desks, service desks, they're struggling to manage and maintain these solutions, and organizations that are aligning their processes with ITIL. We can help them do that with our suite of products. So who do you talk to? The service desk manager, the director, VP of IT. If it's an EAM play, talk to the EAM manager, the facility, and then maybe get an introduction to their IT department. And lastly, and most importantly, talk to the CIO or VP of IT. Depending on who your contact is there, try to get in and talk to those people. They're the ones that hold the purse strings and can make the deal happen. Slide number eight. We went through an analysis with Forrester earlier this year, and we were figured in the leaders corner of this chart. A couple of reasons why we were not figured more prominently, they did evaluate our 621 product. This review did not look at our 7-1 product, so we hope to figure more prominently next year. And secondly, we're still growing our market share. This is a very mature market, and every win that we have is predominantly a competitive displacement, with the exception of emerging markets. But next year, we hope to be solidly placed in the leader's corner there. Okay, a little bit about solution overview. On slide number 10, the Service Request Manager leverages the Tivoli Process Automation Platform. There are four products that sit on this platform, and it provides an integrated solution with service request, change and configuration management, asset management for IT, and enterprise asset management. All of these solutions work together, and when I look at this process automation platform, what does it mean to me as a service desk person? Well, quite simply, it allows the service desk rep to extend their screen to include some of the asset management capabilities, and then if you purchase the configuration management capabilities, it extends that screen a little bit more. So the customers still have the same look and feel. It leverages a common database, and it basically just extends the screen. And there's a lot of cost savings and with respect to training when we have this consolidated solution. And it just makes things work very, very nicely together. And we'll talk a little bit in a few slides here of how these products work so well together. Slide number 11. How does IT asset management and service desk go hand in hand? This is very critical, because when we do receive a ticket or an incident, we want to understand the historical incidents related to an asset. If an asset is coming up on its end of life, it may make sense to replace that asset versus fix it. If we see a number of assets, and I use the example, I had a laptop, and the hard drive failed on it at the three-year mark, and my office mate had a similar type of laptop, and his hard drive failed after 3 years, and our director, his hard drive failed about the three-year mark. When we have the incidents related to a particular asset, we can go back to our purchasing department, and we can say, you know what, we'd like a better quality hard drive in these machines. And when we work with our problem management team, we can try to understand, you know, how many people have a laptop out there that are coming up on their three-year mark. Maybe we can save them a lot of grief and migrate them to a new hard drive before it fails. So there's a lot of cost savings we can do when we work our incident and asset management hand in hand. There's a few other points on this slide. And one of the things I'd like you to take away from this is, if you see this or hear this when you're talking to the customer, here's your chance to grow your deal size. You may go in selling SRM and they say, you know, we've got an asset management issue or problem we'd like to address. You can increase your deal size and potentially increase it by 50%. We've had customers that we were selling service desk. We ended up getting in through asset management and we ended up selling a lot to that particular customer. Now let's add change and configuration management to this scenario. When someone calls into the service desk, one of the first questions a service desk agent asks is, what's changed? The ability to go back and look at the change history of an asset or a configuration item is key to solving a lot of our incidents. So having the service desk agent giving them the capabilities to pull up the change information on a ticket, it helps expedite the incident resolution. So another key component in our incident resolution, having that change information available, immediately available to the service desk agent. Slide number 13, this is a little overview of the service desk enhancements. We do have the OMP integrations, and we'll talk a little bit more about them, what's new in 7.1. We still have our best practice content. It does follow ITIL with some of the workflows, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the ticket templates and escalations and SLA management. We'll talk about our drag-and-drop toolkit, some of the tooling that's been done. We've got the survey management, bulletin board, and the process integration. We talked about how it sits on that automation platform and how CCMDB and asset management and Service Request Manager leverage that common platform. So Tivoli Remote Diagnostics, this is the capability to do desk-side support with your Level 1 agent, and it allows your service desk and your service desk manager to perhaps leverage a low-cost labor center in their desk-side support. These service desk reps have the ability to remotely take over a workstation. The activities that are done by the service desk agent are recorded, and it becomes part of the ticket. So there's an auditability. You don't have to worry about, hey, what went on here? We don't know what these service desk agents are doing to these systems. That whole series of activities are recorded and are associated with the ticket. It helps meet our service desk response times, that we can quickly dispatch desk-side support, or we're there. So we can do desk-side support very quickly. We have higher customer satisfaction, and we talked about keeping that audit record, very important for a lot of our customers. Slide number 15, knowledge management. One of our customers has an 80% first call resolution. And one of the key aspects of achieving that first call resolution rate is knowledge management. This capability is available to both service desk agents and end users. So if an end user wants to look and see if there's a workaround to their problem or a resolution to their problem, they can look it up within the knowledge management database and provide a solution to their own problem. It saves on some of our ticketing. And it saves, the cost of numerous tickets. Service desk agents can leverage our incident history. We also integrate with our Right Answers database, and it allows them to have a workflow that gives them the knowledge they need to solve the incident very, very quickly. Once they have resolved an incident, they can look at the contents. Now, there is a formal review process that validates the process and the incident resolution before putting it into the knowledge management database. Like I said, we do import our knowledge bases from Right Answers. Others are being considered in the future here. It does have multilingual search capabilities. It has enhanced ranking of search results on what is probably the best resolution to your incident. It has the associated keywords solution within that context. We've got utility tracking, user ranking for the feedback on what was this helpful to solve your problems. All these things together help build our knowledge base and help our end users and our service desk agents leverage that. One of the other communication vehicles is Instant Messenger. We've integrated Same Time with our product, and basically it's just another communication tool. It allows the instant message chat session to be recorded with the ticket, much the same as a telephone conversation may be recorded. This way allows the service desk rep to record what happened and what transpired between himself and the customer. Slide number 17, the computer telephony integration. Basically, this you know, when we call into the service desk and you enter 1-2 to get desk side support and you go through that telephone tree, that is starting to populate a ticket. When it finally reaches the service desk agent, it knows who you are, what your general problem is, and what you're looking to do to fix it. So it populates the ticket with that information. So we've integrated with Genesys for the first version of the product, and we are considering others, including Cisco, for future releases. Slide number 18, we talked about the survey at the beginning. Being able to author and distribute customer surveys is very important to, you know, to understand how well we're doing our jobs. We've got automatic distribution of the surveys via email. I do believe it supports exclusion lists, so that if you're constantly getting these surveys, you can go through an opt-out process, and the service desk agents can say, you know what, don't do it for every customer. Maybe do it for every 25th or 50th or 100th customer. That way, you don't have, you know, everyone that calls into the service desk filling out a survey. So there's different ways to limit the distribution of this, and a number of ways that the service desk agent can contact the customer to understand, you know, how well we worked with them and how well we solved the problem. Some of the content, I don't know if anyone's looked at ITUP, but ITUP, the IT Unified Process, has a standard processes and workflows associated with ITIL version 2 and version 3. And within that, there's an incident management section. So we do integrate with the ITIP standards. It shows how incident management flows through the different processes. So we're integrated with ITIP, and that's free to your customers to plan their ITIL initiatives. And some of the new reports that we've started or that we've completed in the Service Request Manager, total number of requests. These are KPIs that a service desk manager may use to manage the business of incident and problem management. Requests completed, state priority, impact, and urgency of the incident, elapsed time to request completion. So these activities and their associated KPIs help us manage the business of incident and problem management. Next slide, slide number 20. I want to talk a little bit about escalations. We did include our SLA manager. It was part of the Maximo products. It was a plug-in to the service desk product. We did need to bring that in so that we could manage our service groups and our capabilities within service desk and service catalog. So we brought that in, and it does support both hierarchical and functional escalations, so we can escalate from level 1 to level 2 to level 3 support and escalate the management chain as we get closer to potentially breaching an SLA. So it helps us manage the incident and complete it within the agreed to times. The SLA manager, when we look at that aspect of SLA management, within ITIL, there's the spectrum. We have detection, diagnosis, repair, and restoration. SLA manager looks at the diagnosis and repair, and we do have a workflow capability to do the service restoration. So we cover a good portion of the meantime to repair. We cover a good portion of that cycle, but the monitoring tools cover that first part, and we do integrate with the monitoring tools. So slide number 22, we're talking about service catalog here. This is the major feature, major function upgrade to the Tivoli Service Request Manager product. We do support the shopping carts, the shopping interface. We have the order fulfillment, best practice content. We still have our role start centers. So the look and feel that the customer has with the service desk comes over to the catalog side here as well. We integrate with processes, and we have some of the service tooling available. And we're going to talk a little bit about each of these as we go forward. Slide number 23. This slide really shows the evolution of the service catalog. Initially, you know, it was just a list of services. And then as we evolved and we went into a web environment, it was available on an online database. We could see, oh, here's a list of services available. It was on a web page. Next thing that came about was the support of online ordering, and lastly, in fulfillment. And today, the service catalog is basically like any online shopping experience, but it's IT services within a company. We do support both subscription-type services like email and transaction-type services, which is, you know, the purchase of a new laptop. Slide number 24, not all service offerings have the same capabilities. I use the example, the sales team may have a different programs or applications on their laptop than someone in development. So when we provision a new laptop, we'll provision a laptop with the sales application and services, and we'll provision a similar but different laptop for our development team. So we just want to be able to have the flexibility to have multiple offerings within a given service, and our product does support that. Slide number 25. This is a very useful chart. Just kind of keep this in the back of your mind. When you're selling service catalogs, basically you're still selling Tivoli Service Request Manager, but you're selling additional licenses to support a service designer, a service delivery manager, an IT operations analyst, and an IT operations specialist. These are some of the roles and responsibilities that would require an additional license of Tivoli Service Request Manager. So we don't have a separate catalog offering. We would just sell them an additional license, and they would install this component to their infrastructure. It allows them to leverage their service desk capabilities, the hardware that they've installed for their service desk, and they can use the catalog in that same environment. So it's not a separate system that they have to implement. Ours goes on the same install. It's Tivoli Service Request Manager. It's just additional capabilities that are being invoked, and additional licenses need to be purchased to support this function. Some of the service catalog main roles, again, we go into a little bit more detail about the roles and responsibilities. And when you're talking to your customer, you can ask them, you know, how they plan to set up the catalog. Are they going to have a service designer or a service delivery manager? They may not have thought about it, and you can add some value here to say, you know, here's some of the roles and responsibilities that you may want to consider as you roll out a service catalog. So this a little bit repetitious, but what's the value to the customer? It does provide a mechanism for them to do rapid service delivery. It increases the availability of those IT services. It allows a customer to board and have availability of IT services immediately. We've established a global solution and global support. We have that capability with multi-language. We can align IT operations with the business, with service level management and service provisioning and the service catalog. So we provide the full spectrum of capabilities there. We provide the flexibility to the internal customers to shop for these published IT services. And it saves a lot of frustration on the end consumer. They have one place that they can find all the IT services. We can assign and track our SLA compliance, and we can associate our cost to IT service offerings to manage our consumption. When we look at, you know, how different business units are tracked, everything comes down to a common denominator, and that's dollars. Our companies are tracked on their stock price, which is dollars. The business units are tracked against dollars, so it helps align and understand how we consume our IT resources, and it aligns in with our IT financial management processes. The service request manager pricing, the metrics have stayed the same. It's sold both on concurrent and authorized user. And we'll talk a little, I have a little bit more of an example here on how you may want to calculate that. So the pricing example here shows 120 service desk personnel on three different shifts. You have first shift that has 75, second 30, and third shift is 15. And in this instance, we're suggesting that the customer purchase 75 concurrent licenses. There are 10 supervisors, and we can get away with 10 named or registered licenses for those supervisors. If there was a catalog capability and they had a first shift where there's perhaps 30 people that were managing the catalog process, again, you'd go through the same thought process to sell TSRM for the catalog instance. Slide number 30. The products and the options have changed a little bit with version 7.1. We have we've discontinued the Maximo Contracts and Procurement Manager. It's no longer an option to purchase with TSRM. That capability is being rolled into Tivoli Asset Management for IT. The Maximo Change Manager has been rolled into the Tivoli Change Management process, the CCMDB. The Tivoli Integration Adapter, we're withdrawing that from marketing. It's going to be integrated with our HP and CM Change Management Inventory Manager. So there's some changes going around there. And lastly, the Maximo SLA Manager, that capability was rolled into TSRM. So that's no longer a separate orderable component for TSRM. But it is available as an orderable component to both TAMIT and EAM. So when you're selling to your customer, you do not have to sell them SLA Manager in the future. Slide 31 and 32, you can use this as a cheat sheet when you're going into the customer. It's our service desk, key features and benefits. You can understand these capabilities, and when you're talking to your customer, you can listen for some of the keywords here. Do they want self-service? You can talk to them about proactively, end users proactively addressing their issues, some of the different solution templates that we have that come with the tool, the role-based KPIs, escalation management, configuration tools. All of these are our key features and benefits. So it's just a little trick or tool for you to have in your back pocket. Slide number 33, what's the value to the customer? Again, all of this is based on ITIL. It's part of the ISM stack, so it's founded in ITIL. So, we are going to be aligning incident problem management to the business for rapid restoration and business continuity. So that's always going to be there. We were looking to increase availability of IT resources. Always we want to optimize the productivity of the service desk personnel. We want to maximize IT infrastructure stability and availability. Common solution for global support. Same typical things that we saw with the service desk, service catalog, they both apply. The licensing, that's repetitious. Some of the analyst comments, you can talk to your customer. I know last year we weren't on the Magic Quadrant, and the product was new, and we didn't have a lot of large customers. And this year we did meet our large customer requirement with Gartner, and we're hoping to do well in the Gartner Magic Quadrant this year. In lieu of the Gartner Magic Quadrant, we've got some quotes here, and we are figured prominently on the Forrester report. So why is the service management? These are our differentiators within this space. We have upgradability. our product doesn't involve a rip and replace. Our customizations to the interface do upgrade from one version to the next. We have a unified platform for asset change and configuration management and service request management. We have easy configuration, built-in configuration tools allow us to configure our user interfaces, workflows, processes, reports on the fly. We don't have to take the system down to do that. We can do this all on the fly. Our IT and enterprise assets, we can IT and critical assets that drive the business. We want to be able to manage those assets, depreciate them. We can do that through our asset management tool. We have we're leading standard-based technology. It's based on J2E. We have our built-in. It was built in from the ground up on ITIL. So this wasn't a retrofit like some of our competitors. We designed this around ITIL from the ground up, and all of our workflows support incident, problem, change, release, and configuration management within the ITIL framework. And lastly, you know, if the customer does implement incident and problem management, like I said at the beginning, it does establish a beachhead for us. It allows us to grow our solution within that customer. And more importantly for you, it allows you to increase your deal size. So slide 37, how we can help you sell Tivoli Service Request Manager. We have a number of references. We do have a pharmaceutical client, a utility. Burlesoft is a strong client of ours. We have a space exploration client. I think it's the United Space Alliance, and they've managed to streamline a lot with our product, and they were able to save a lot of money within their business environment. So we have these client profiles. If you do need to get specific customers, we do have customers that are speaking at Pulse, and Vanessa Cox is the person that you can talk to get individual clients to speak to your customers. She does coordinate some of that for us. I've got three slides here, how to win against BMC, HP, and CA. The BMC product, the Service Management Suite version 7, is not, I mean, it's functionally rich, but again, it's based on their ARS system. It is a rip and replace solution, and our customers are really getting tired of that, or their customers are getting really tired of that. So we can offer a different solution that provides them a path for easy upgrades in the future. Their pricing model is expensive, but I guess more importantly, it's very confusing to the customer. We offer a very simple metric, concurrent and registered users, and it's very easy for the customer to understand that. Slide number 44, how to win against HP. I think when we're going through our displacement, we win more against HP than anyone else when we do our competitive displacements. Some of the issues that HP is facing right now, they have to consolidate both their OpenView and their Peregrine product, and they're targeting late 2008 for that, and our customers, a lot of them are wanting to switch now. Their roadmap is confusing. Their service desk is difficult to configure and administer. Their solution is not due till 2008. And they must either use, you know, their older product line in the interim. So it's very difficult for that customer to transition to their new 2008 product. The HP solution is expensive to buy. There's multiple products. It's very complex. And training administrators on their service desk product is very time-consuming. We talked about the workflow capabilities within Tivoli Service Request Manager. It's a process that leads the service desk agent through a series of activities. And when we do that, we involve minimal training, and it lowers the total cost of ownership to our customers. Slide number 45 is how to win against CA. CA is moving towards an instant messaging-based interface between IT and the business. I think that is a limiting factor. A lot of our customers still want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody. And we've got some of the aspects here on how we win against CA. I'll let you go through that. But again, it's a difficult solution for the customers to upgrade. It involves the same rip and replace concepts that BMC and HP have in with their customers. Slide 46 is a little bit more information. We do have a number of plays out there. We've got the Service Request Manager, competitive displacement play. We do have an IT asset management play, so if there is an opportunity to upsell and to position other products, we do have the acceleration play for asset management and CMDB. The Service Management Essentials play, a lot of you are involved with the service delivery and process automation. It's basically an overview of that and how to position these adjacent products together. My name is Norman Peterson. I am the market manager for Tivoli Service Request Manager. Roger Stowe has Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database, and Gabby Zeiderfeld has Tivoli Asset Management for IT. And if you have any questions on how to sell this to your customer, some of the challenges that your customer is facing, we can help you position this within your customer set. So don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're there to support you in your deal. And I look forward to your calls, and I'll take any questions that we may have at this time.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take questions at this time. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Keep in mind if you're using a speakerphone to release the mute function to let your signal reach our equipment. Once again, star 1 for questions. First, we go to Zenon Piotrowski.
Norm, I just have one question. On slide 30, you had a comment that with version 7.1, we're withdrawing from marketing the integration adapters to HP's Change Management Inventory Manager and Main Control iCollect. Is the Tivoli Integration Adapter Kit something that comes along with our product as a free component?
Yes, it does. We had a number of integration adapters. We were, let's see here. I'm just wondering. We had both BMC and HP integration adapters. What it did is it allowed bidirectional ticket flow between BMC and HP systems. And I believe that might be a misprint there. I thought it was BMC that we no longer provided integration with. We were trying to work through some licensing arrangements with BMC, and I think that might have to be part of a service offering rather than an out of the box adapter.
Okay, but with HP we can plug into their change management inventory manager, is that correct? And the reason I'm asking this is because I'm on the Crush HP team, and this will be a question that I know will come up.
Okay, I'm not familiar of how HP and their change management integrates with the Tivoli CCMDB. Roger Stowe might be able to help us a little bit more there, and perhaps their product manager. I do know we do have the bidirectional ticket flow between HP and Tivoli Service Request Manager, so we can support both environments, and a customer can run their current environment and then transition over to Tivoli Service Request Manager, bringing
okay.
that knowledge base with them, right?
Okay, very good. You've answered my question.
Okay, and if you'll reach out to me, and I'll hook you up with the right people to understand about change management here.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to remind the audience one more time. Press star 1 for any questions or comments at this time, please.
Roger, can you hear me?
We have a question we'll take from Donald Zunert.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to
ask about, you mentioned CMDB briefly, and, you know, we did the TBSM integration launch in December. Can you talk about, you know, basically business service enrichment and, you know, tracking the problems associated with what business services they impact?
I'm not sure I understand your question. So you're...
I'm saying that we you know, let's say we did an automatic ITM ticket open, you know, Omnibus enriches. I mean, it's associated with a given business service. It's impacting the order entry system. I mean, that interface between TBSM and CMDB and Service Desk is now there. How do, you know, you relate trouble tickets and, you know, their criticality to business services?
Yes, we do support... tickets that are generated by tech, and we do support the Omnibus interface that says, you know what, all these incidents or all these auto-generated tickets are related really to this one aspect, and it helps us filter out, you know, all of these different events and tell us what's really happening. So it does support Omnibus and tech around a given service. And then the service desk agent can understand the priority of that particular incident based on urgency and impact. I don't know if that answers your question, but it does allow our service desk reps to work on the higher priority items that...
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned that that was a gap that we had. I also wanted to point out that there's a Tivoli Competitive Action Portal, and on the ISM tab, there's a service desk, and there's information about BMC and HP.
Okay, thank you. Stephen Wright is on the call with us here today, too, and he's been gathering information. He's building a kind of one-stop shopping interface for the sales team. And that might be a good thing that Stephen could reference within his document that he's building.
All right, I'll send him a link and a screenshot of the main service desk page so he can put that in your material.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. And we do have another Tivoli talk that is coming up that looks at all three products together. And Gabby, Roger and myself are going to be co-presenting on that Tivoli talk. We're going to talk a little bit more about how the products work together. So maybe look forward, or you know, put that on your calendar as it comes up in the future here.
And once again, any other questions or comments, press star 1 at this time. Mr. Peterson, it appears we have no further questions at this time, so I'll turn the call back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. I want to thank everyone for attending today's presentation. If you do have any comments or questions, please reach out to us, and we will do our best to help you. I know I've answered a lot of questions from the BA sellers, and I've fielded calls from some of our business partners. So don't hesitate to reach out. If I can't answer the question you have, I can hook you up with the person that can. So. Again, good luck and good selling.
With this, ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude today's presentation. Thank you for joining us today.